A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care-to-be-great.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
I may be super,
but I am no hero.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition summer season.
You realize, though, Alex, this is just temporary.
Yeah, I still took your parking space, and I'm not giving it back.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
All right, welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard, here with Alex Carey. This is a limited edition spring, well, now summer season of the Nightside Project. Is it officially summer?
No.
I always remember what day is officially summer.
No, you know how we do it in media, though. We twist it. We take the facts of June 20th, June 21st of actual summer, and we've already made it summer on the Nightside Project.
We're the worst.
So, well, it feels like it, though. In our defense is the lamestream media, Ethan. It's been really hot this week. So just and school's over. So officially, so there you go.
Can I segue here?
Why not? It's your show just as much as it is mine.
You know who else was feeling the heat this week?
Who?
Morgan Scalley.
Yes. Specifically,
how about that for a segue?
That's a good
segue. So, Morgan Scalley, if you don't know, if you haven't heard about this, he is the defensive coordinator for the University of Utah football program. And men's football program.
Yes.
And he apparently used a terrible racial slur in a text message involving a recruit back in 2013. Mm-hmm. And this has now been admitted. He's been suspended with pay. And what's interesting to me, Alex, is while this text message, a screenshot of the text conversation has been threatened to be put out on social media, as far as I could tell, it hasn't actually appeared yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything either. I will say I haven't really searched for it, but there.
I did. I searched for it.
There has been tale of those things, like of. I've heard of the of oh, this is what the context is of it and everything. And
the same person that originally threatened release, who kind of kicked this all off. I was on their Twitter page. And they also said that there had been at the time some sort of, you know, of apology to the recruit and his parents at the time back in 2013. And all this appears to be completely new information to Coach Whittingham, right?
Yeah, and that's where there's already. I mean, first of all, I'm proud of you for knowing what a defensive coordinator was, and that this was.
I didn't say I knew what a defensive coordinator was.
On the men's football team, not the women's football team. But I just love how you're like, can I roll this story out? This sports story.
Well, you know, I like football. Right?
I know you do.
Football is something that I've embraced over the last, you know, 4 or 5
years.
And certainly,
you're the guy. And look, this is in our wheelhouse. This is something that's happening right now. And you know, when it came down, I saw. Here's how it happens. I get these emails from Paul Kirk, he's the associate athletic director for communications for the University of Utah, and he does an amazing job. And I just want to say right off the bat, the school has handled this amazingly.
You think so? What did you like about the way the school handled it? It was
just like, hey, this is what's going on, and here are the most important people you need to hear from right now. The athletic director, you know, short of the school president, you had the athletic director, you had the head coach, and you had the person who is, you know, the perpetrator, apparently, of sending these texts out.
Right.
Now,
and it's not alleged. All this has been admitted. They're saying, yes, this really did happen.
Right. And so that's what I'm saying. You have all the people. And you have the school saying, we don't stand for this stuff. This is not what we're about. We're investigating this. We're suspending him right now. I think that there are a lot. There's so much cynicism that floats around right now with this, where people go, Oh, yeah. You just wait. They're just giving themselves some time to be able to come up with an excuse to keep him. The thing is there's something about bringing in an outside, group to be able to analyze this thing for review on whether or not, one, this has been something that's happened before, or two, if this is something that warrants, like, the school's going to have to decide, is it worth keeping Morgan Scalley with this now new baggage
from
2013 on? And I will tell you, this is not a slight, this is not a small decision to make, Ethan, because in many circles,
it's impactful.
Morgan Scalley is the heir apparent to the head coaching job at the University of Utah after Coach Whittingham leaves. I mean, so this is not just like a guy who kind of is just coming through town, is going to coach here for a little while, and it's easy to get rid of him. Because that happens sometimes where it's like, he hadn't even really coached here at Arkansas for 5 minutes, and he's not even from here. This guy played at Utah. Morgan Scalley has a reputation here as being one of the most intense and loving and lovable kind of coaching figures. And so when this comes out, none of it has to – here's the thing, though. I don't want to make any of my comments seem like I'm defending the comment
at all.
I'm telling you right now.
Right.
I'm telling you right now.
This is how I understand it, yes.
Morgan Scalley, every interaction I've ever had with him, and it's always been a media coach situation, right? But he is one of the ones that will look right at you. This is a guy who doesn't even – he turns off social media for the entire football season.
Yeah.
He's like, see you guys later. I'll see you in the fall.
Alex, I don't interpret any of your, any of your comments
as
defending.
The school has a responsibility. If they were to fire Morgan Scalley, I hope that they do it knowing exactly what they're doing and not feeling pressure for it.
And
just like I hope
see.
That they're not going to keep the job. I don't want them. I cannot wait to see what this review says, because I don't want him to keep his job for the wrong reason and to get fired for the wrong reason either. I want to make sure that it's all there and it's all in the up and up, because
they have to. It's a very public program.
But at the same time, we can be affected so much by the. By the vitriol that goes on right now, and there is way more social pressure to act swiftly and quickly on these things. And I'm glad that they came out with the comments that they did very quickly. I think the school did an amazing job with it.
Well, I guess it's nice that they're getting out ahead of it, it seems like. But here's where I think they're going to have to look. Because the side issue of whether or not he really is in fact a racist, we don't have to look at that. Because I think from an employment situation, if I were Morgan Scalley's manager, this is what I would see, okay? I would look at, among the other things, right? Aside from the slur itself, okay? Aside from that, and maybe I should say this, in addition to that, okay? Because you can think whatever you want about, you know, a slur from 8 years ago. In addition to that, under my employment, if I were his manager, he held extremely inappropriate communications with a potential student at the school, potential team member, who was maybe even at the time a minor. Extremely inappropriate. Not only that, it went to the point where an apology was even issued to a recruit and his parents. Back then, an apology was issued. He went that far. That happened, number one. And number two, that it was apparently kept from Coach Whittingham. That all of this happened without Coach Whittingham knowing. And that, is a problem, that it went that far and that actually happened and that Coach Whittingham was in the dark.
And you've already got people going, this is ultimately Coach Whittingham's program. This is a guy who is coaching, you know, for him. This is a kind of an agent for him. And so this reflects on Coach Whittingham. Coach Witt in the same press release gave his, you know, thoughts on this. Any form of racist language is not only unethical or anti-ethical to our policies and our values, but is an affront to all of us, especially our African American community members.
Yeah,
and I get it. I here's the thing. This is such a hard deal. I'll tell you why too. Because look, Drew Brees this week. Drew Brees says it's a hard deal.
Because what makes it hard?
Because of how many feelings are hurt right now. Think of all the recruits that love him, have loved him over the years. African-American players that have played for him, who are sticking up for him, who are standing by him saying, no, I know this guy. I love this guy. He's never said or done anything, you know, to the contrary of anything that stands for what the university should stand for, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know how much he's learned from that 2013 incident. So I don't know what the deal is. We've got something on the air here.
Yeah, there's something else kind of coming through here. Well, Alex, I guess I see your point on that.
I'm just saying that
when the
feelings
really
are hurt right now, and then there are a lot of people who are trying to wrap their head around, including a lot of his African-American players that have played for him, who are saying, look, we love this guy. And they should find out exactly what the circumstances were. I just want to know if he made progress back then, or if this is the first time that he's having to face any sort of,
I don't know,
real consequence, and, you know, social consequence.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the university is going to go through the same process, I think, that Weber State did, right? And that is, all right, is this someone that we believe can represent the university? Is this someone that can do an effective and responsible job with the students that are entrusted to his care? These relationships are important, right? And these are the decisions that the university's got to make. And did this person behave in a way that we believe that can be that he can be trusted moving forward? Because honestly, I think that a big part of this is not just the language that he used, not just the fact that he felt okay enough to express this to someone else, right? Not just in his own mind, not just in a dark moment in his own personal thoughts that he tamped down with a little hammer, that it came out of his mouth, that he expressed it openly to someone, and that it was also advanced to a point that was some kind of dialogue about it. It included a parent, and none of that was run up the chain of command.
I mean,
in my mind, that is an additional problem. I think from a management perspective, you would have to see that as an additional problem. Now, is the fact that so much time has passed a big part of it? Well, I don't know how the university is going to see that.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Let's take a quick break here, Ethan. When we come back, I'm just going to ask you that question about all of this, about the same thing. You know, whether or not that this is the number one question that it gets asked is from 2013. Wasn't that a while ago? Like, why are we talking about it now? Is the time thing an issue for you? Is the time thing an issue for people who are listening right now? 57500 is the text number. We'll come back. Plus, we have the NFL's commissioner making a stand in 2020 that he says they should have made a lot sooner. We'll have that audio for you next. Stay with us right here. The Nightside Project continues on KSL News Radio.
Nightside.
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 This is the Nightside Project.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now.
Wear it now.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition summer season.
It is a little weird to be back here doing this.
Yeah, the weird part's me taking your temperature before each show.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
All right, welcome back to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Carey.
Hey, Ethan, before we get started here, I have some actual business here.
Okay.
In the form of the National Weather Service. This is an official National Weather Service. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Salt Lake, Davis, Tooele, and Utah counties beginning at 6:06 p.m. and ending at 7:06 p.m. I guess that would have been, we're right in the middle of this here. So the National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Salt Lake, Davis, Tooele, and Utah counties beginning just about 15 minutes ago and ending this evening at 7:06 p.m. So that's from the National Weather Service. And so there you go. We're in the middle of a severe thunderstorm warning for basically the entirety of the mass of the populace here in the state of Utah, right here along the Wasatch Front. So
yeah.
We'll keep our eyes peeled for anything. I mean, we can see a lot of clouds forming and everything around Broadcast House, but this is, you know, we're expecting some weather, obviously, over the last few days. So there you go. Ethan, we've been chatting a little bit about Morgan Scalley being suspended by the University of Utah indefinitely as they investigate texts that were sent apparently in 2013 that contained a racial slur. Morgan Scali told the athletic director and Coach Kyle Whittingham that indeed that text was sent. He confirmed it with them. Obviously, Mark Harlan wasn't here at the university. It was Dr. Hill that was running things then in the athletic department. And then, but Coach Whittingham, he was the head coach still, obviously. And this came as a surprise to him. This is what he said. He was shocked and disappointed to find out this had happened. That's something that you said, Ethan, was, you know, if this thing isn't getting run up the flagpole, like, hey, how do we handle this?
Then up to management,
right?
Yeah.
Then that's and that's the thing is that Morgan Scali, for all intents and purposes, is, you know, upper management already.
Well,
he's
the heir apparent to the head coaching position, as you indicated, but also he's the defensive coordinator for a program that is nationally recognized for its defense.
These are highly, highly, highly paid men at their positions.
Yeah, he is performing. I mean, we love the Utes. Obviously, it's the team that I cheer for, and it's they're our local school. We sometimes forget that Morgan Scali is executing at an elite level, and it's like nationwide. I mean, he is among the best.
He is sought after. There are other schools that have tried to lure him away.
That's right. And so it's. I think I'm glad the university has taken this seriously. You asked the question of whether or not time was a factor, and I don't know how the university is going to see that.
That's the number one thing people are texting in. They're saying, "How is it? It's a 7 or 8 year old text. Come on, you know."
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, and this is maybe a lesson for us here in Utah. Morgan Scali is not an outlier. He's not an outsider. He's not a weirdo. He comes from the bosom of Utah and Utah culture. Yet he felt it was okay at a certain point in time to do this. Now, and this is setting aside any other question of anything else. He did this. And, you know, here in the state of Utah, we have a very kind of calm society. And I think we make a lot of assumptions about ourselves. But I think that we ought to take very, very seriously that someone who, like I said, just comes from right in the bosom of our local culture is expressing sentiment like this. And I know it's shared. And I know this because, Alex, you and I have heard among, you know, our community, quietly people share similar types of sentiment. Mm-hmm. And they largely get away with it. Because they are around people who are like them and who don't want to stir the pot. And, you know, it's something that we need to change because we are raising young people still. And we would never admit this and we would never really call it this publicly. But look at how aggressively, for example, Hispanic immigrants have been dealt with at our schools. How much they've been bullied over the last 3 years in Utah schools. We've seen a lot of that reporting. It doesn't kind of get widespread because, in part, I think because we don't like to think about that. We don't like to think of ourselves as those kinds of people that would mistreat people. But the fact of the matter is that it's not uncommon for us to raise up young people in our children who did not understand what they should have about race and race relations. Instead, they understood that something completely different. And maybe this is a real opportunity to kind of stop letting ourselves get away with that. That's just kind of my take. I think one of the reasons why it's so startling that it's Morgan Scali is because it's Morgan Scali.
Well,
he's not a weirdo. He's not an outsider. He's not someone else. He is one of us.
This is a guy who's all American academic.
He's not just that. He's all Utah.
Yeah. I'll tell you too, because we moved from. We've been in the Highland boundaries for the last 10 years, you know, and that's where he went to high school. And he is like, everyone's like, there's nobody is better than Morgan Scali at this school. I mean, all the lists of amazing people that have gone through Highland High School in the football program, they have some amazing people, but they're like, oh, this is a guy who is from here, raised here, you know,
yeah.
But like a 3.97 GPA at Utah, has his master's degree and all these things. He has this, and so that's why you look at it and you go, no, this isn't like this is a person who has the same type of credentials as your next door neighbor. You know what I mean? Like,
and think about it like this. Think about it like this too. And maybe this is an opportunity to kind of get with our kids about this, because this is 8 years later, Morgan Scalley's job is hanging by a thread. Now, whether or not you think that's fair, I can't answer that question for you. But what if it was your kid? What if it was your kid that was caught on tape in high school chanting "build the wall" at some Hispanic kids? Because guess what? That happens across the state. What if then it was your son or daughter that was caught chanting, you know, stuff like that, and they're on camera, and it follows them into adulthood? Do you want to be having this kind of conversation? We've got to educate our kids. We've got to educate our kids. Someone didn't have this conversation with Morgan Scalley. And again, I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but this conversation was missed.
Yeah.
At some point, he felt like it was okay to do this. Also, the internet proves once again there are no such thing as private conversations. So remember that too.
Everything's digitized and lives out there somewhere. So the question is what's that social... How long until, you know, we look at it and we say, you know, we're going to give them a "you were young and stupid," because there's a lot of young and stupid that happens out there. Is this one of those? We're going to still talk about some of these things here going on. We're trying to have an entertaining, fun Friday night, and then it gets ruined by news. But, you know, we'll still have those. We have first world problems coming up tonight. We've got all sorts of fun stuff planned to chat with you about here on the Nightside Project. Stay with us. More to go on KSL News Radio, news, traffic, and weather right here at the bottom of the hour.
:30 at KSL News Radio. I'm Jason Tulin. KSL's top stories this hour. Salt Lake City's police chief and mayor made brief statements today following the release of body cam video of a deadly shooting involving a 22-year-old man last month. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke with more.
Neither took questions. Chief Mike Brown only made a statement.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.